This month, four federal cabinet ministers were on hand to announce the comprehensive ban. It comes after years of lobbying by unions and public health officials, and long after many other developed countries, including the European Union, had implemented their own bans. The announcement was officially made by the science minister, Kirsty Duncan.
Multiple stakeholders have called for a ban, including health advocacy groups and unions. Internationally, there has been a growing consensus to move away from the use of products containing asbestos. Our government listened.
Canada comes late to the party. Asbestos, at one time heralded as a wonder fiber, has been part of the fabric of life in Canada for more than 100 years. But it's long been linked to cancer and mesothelioma, which can take decades to appear. This year alone, about 2,300 new cases of asbestos-related cancer were diagnosed across the country. That comes long after heavy asbestos use was in decline. Canada was once a world leader in the production of asbestos. In 1973, at its peak, the country shipped close to 1.7 million tons of asbestos. Still, as recently as 2010, as much as 100,000 tons were being mined in Quebec. The last two mines closed in 2011. No money has been attached to the announcement, and many Canadians are hoping for financial help to remove asbestos from older homes, a process that could run into the thousands of dollars. And Hassan Youssef with the Canadian Labour Congress says there are other concerns about removal.
We will turn our efforts trying to regulate the disposal of asbestos, of course, and the remediation effort to ensure workers who are involved in remediation should be in a licensed trade, and more importantly, stringent provisions should be there to protect those workers.
Under the Rotterdam Convention, 156 countries have listed asbestos as hazardous. The Canadian government says it will sign on in the spring of 2017. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto. In Toronto, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.